Michael Walker's online now. Morning to you, Mike.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. We were with you there yesterday, Queen Adele in the last. You needed everything there.
Yeah, it was a race where I obviously had to go to plan B. I didn't want to lead, but I just couldn't see any speed in the race, so we took it up, and she fought really, really hard. Cindy and the team have done a tremendous job to get her ripe and ready to go for it.
I think the one thing around the bend, you were probably thinking, gee, they're launching out wide, I'm under a bit of pump, but the Queen just kept fighting.
She did. I actually had to make my run a lot earlier than I wanted because I had it so easy. A couple of horses at the half mile pulled out and were attacking her.
Yep.
So, you know, generally with a local horse, Andrew, you know, they thrive on that and they take that uphill run and keep going. So not being a local, I was a little bit worried, but she showed her fighting qualities late.
Yeah, she did. Cindy, you're so right, Cindy Alderson, I know, doesn't do a lot of interviews pre-race. She likes to do them after it when she wins. But I tell you, she's got a team that's up and about at the moment, and you know more about that than me.
Yeah, she's got a really nice team, a lot of young horses coming through and a mix of obviously young sprinters and obviously stayers as well. So I'm very fortunate that Cindy has given me a lot of opportunities in her team.
Your one ride today at Bendigo is for Mick Price and Michael Kent Jr., Sensalisation in race 7. You rode in the recent barrier trial. Were you happy going into the run first up today?
Yeah, I was actually. I cannot complain with the way she went. I reckon, if anything, she's come back better this prep than she ever has. She's strong. She's very, very well. Her gallops have been really good. So, you know, she's not a big, robust filly, but she has obviously got a big weight to lump.
Mm.
But I think if she can get through that and carry that weight, and I think she could because she's a really tough horse. But, you know, she's drawn a barrier, Andrew, where she is going to get all favours.
Yep.
So it sort of rectifies the weight. And I think she'll run well.
And I know first up form can be different because previous prep she won the maiden. So today it is a bit different, but she goes early in a prep.
She does. She really thrives early. She's a horse that keeps herself busy and fit. So Junior and Mick have brought her along really, really slowly this prep. And I'm really looking forward to today because I cannot fault the preparation and the way she's been going. So I think she can run very well.
That's in race 7 today at Bendigo. You got Pakenham tomorrow night and then off to Sydney with Odium lining up in the Queen of the Turf at Group 1 level. And talking with Mick a couple of times yesterday, everything's good with her.
Yeah, obviously I haven't seen her since the race in Sydney where she just got beat. But from all reports from Mick when he was there and also Junior was there on for a gallop on Saturday, they're over the moon. And as we all know, she's a filly that the further she gets into her prep, the better she gets.
Mm.
You know, and she's had those runs, albeit Flemington first up, she was unlucky. Then the other day she ran super. She's third up now going into a really, really good race. And as I say, the team cannot fault her. And I'm excited. I really, really love this filly. Mm. I think she's a star in my eyes anyway. And she's been really, really good to me personally. And also obviously the team and the owners, Seamus Mills. And it's his first Group 1 winner that he's purchased. So I'm very fortunate to be part of Seamus's team.